Big bounce back for tonight.
Yeah, I thought it was good. You know, the first half, you know, I thought we scored the ball effectively and efficiently, both halves. You know, defensively, the first half, they were really hurting us. The way we were guarding the ball screen, last game they hurt us on a throwback. So we were switching more on the ball screen, and they were hurting us with that first pass. So we made a little adjustment in halftime, just being a little bit more aggressive on the ball screen, jumping them out and denying that pass. I thought limited their three-point shot from that high wing off of one pass, which, you know, really kind of took them out of sync. So, you know, defensively, we both halves, it was completely different, so to speak. But we made that little adjustment. The guys have responded, and I thought that was very good. I told them one time, we made a run when we went up six. And it was, you know, they just got to believe that that's who they can be, you know, and they brought the energy. They made big shots. They brought the defensive intensity, and I want them to capture that, you know, so that we can have that and consistently have that throughout, you know. And at times in the first half, it was kind of just like you're in a fog and just get going. Because, you know, I thought at halftime, we stopped ourselves in the first half, you know. I didn't think in the first half that they didn't do anything we didn't know, and we just the pace, the energy, and just come on, keep moving. So very happy, though. I mean, again, you can't be disappointed. Three wins in the conference, nine wins overall. We're finding different guys stepping up at different times. You know, Yonell's always been the consistent guy. You know, Nigel is kind of our X factor. He has a good game. We're in a good situation. But, you know, I thought, you know, Jordan Jones, you know, he didn't necessarily put it together stat-wise with shots. You know, I want him to be a little bit more aggressive when he catches on the 15, but he played, you know, defended very well in the interior. I thought he gave great energy. So you're finding different sparks from guys, and I think that's the biggest thing. Where, you know, you're finding different guys that give you something, and, you know, we're very excited about the win.
Defensively, you switched your defenses quite a bit. And they start off with the zone. We talk about you struggled offensively with that, but you threw a zone out there as well. Mm-hmm. Well, what was kind of the strategy behind that?
You know, trying to steal possessions all the time. You know, you're trying to keep them off balance. You know, we were in a 23, a 2-3. We went to a 1-3-1. We went to a man, and then we went to a man switching, and just trying to keep them off balance because, you know, they were going against our zone, and most of the time in the first half, they just put five shooters out there and just spaced us out completely and really made our five men inside have to get out to the perimeter guard. So then we went to the 1-3-1 to kind of take away that so we could cover the quadrants a little bit better. And then, you know, with Willie was being disruptive in there, so I wanted to keep him in there as much as possible. But then, you know, when they called the timeout, we came out with a different one just to kind of give them a little off balance to it. So, you know, just trying to keep those guys off balance, keep our aggressive, you know, see if we can steal a possession or two. You know, we're good in transition. We're really good in transition. So trying to get in transition by maybe getting a quick turnover or something like that. So yeah, we're always changing defenses, and you know, we're gonna continue to do that.
Brown had 29 points, was 7 of 10 from long range. Can you just talk about his performance?
Yeah, he was great. He was bad early. You know, then he just it was like a snowball effect. I mean, he started, I think, like 1 for 4, 1 for 5 with a turnover and no assist. I'm like, geez, come on, YB. You know, but you know, you can't say anything about it, YB. His season, he's been tremendous. I think I got him back from 7th in the country in total minutes played. I think he's now 12th going into tonight's game, but he played all 40, so I probably put him back in the single digits. But he's just been a warrior for us all year. He's been a great leader, you know, both on and off the floor. There's nothing you can say about him. So he got us going. You know, and then, like I said before, Nigel's kind of that X factor. When Nigel gets going, we're a tough team. You know, so both those guys were very, very good offensively for us tonight. And like I said, I thought we settled down defensively. And Nigel was a big piece of that. Orlando was a big piece of that as well.
Yeah, that late game situation on the opposite end of your bench where you tried to inbound the play or multiple timeouts called. Is that just a situation where guys, is that just a teaching situation to get the ball inbound? Yeah. Because it seemed like you're trying to get inbounds one way, then you switched it up in another way, and guys were just struggling with that.
You know, YB was open the one time, and Orlando says, well, I didn't want to throw it underneath the basket. Well, get him the ball. Let's figure that out later. But, you know, I mean, it's just, you know, that's part of winning. And guys just learning how to win. And the more and more situations we're getting better at it. You know, a couple weeks ago or a month ago, that might have been a one-point game. It's been there before, but, you know, we're getting better with it. You know, so we'll show it tomorrow on film. And again, then we got it in, and then we didn't execute our press break. which we're supposed to have the 2-1 lead. But so it's just a matter of just, you know, keeping calm, executing, and finishing the game when you have that opportunity.
You guys have won 3 of your last 4 games. Do you see the maturation of the program? Obviously, it is your first year as head coach, but you've been with the program a few years. Do you just see the guys starting to buy into the program that you're trying to establish here?
Yeah, you know, you're still always working on belief. You know, we had 2 guys watch practice yesterday, and then they came back, and they talked to the guys, and they said, do you want to walk in tradition or do you want to make tradition? And I think these guys are still figuring out that we want to make tradition. That's, you know, we talked about what we talked to each one of them on the recruitment and saying, hey, you want to come here and you want to be the first and you want to be the first, you know, footprint in the snow. But we said it's also going to be the hardest thing you've ever done, and it is. And I don't think they believed us at that point, you know, because a lot of them come from winning situations. They think it just follows, it doesn't understand how hard winning is. So, yeah, you see that maturation, but, you know, you at the end of the season, we'll really take a look at that. Right now, it's enjoy tonight, prepare for tomorrow, and have a great challenge on our hands for Saturday. But right now it's learn from our mistakes today, prepare for tomorrow, and get right back in it on Saturday. So, you know, at the end of the season, we'll look back and say, okay, that was great. But right now, it's still everything we want on this season that we've talked about, that we've told these guys is in front of us. We got to continue to believe that and just keep fighting.
What's the mindset going into the game against North Florida on Saturday after a loss to them earlier?
Oh, they kicked our butt. I mean, so hopefully that's what I said tonight. I said, again, enjoy tonight, because you gotta enjoy the little things, enjoy those wins. But we're going to prepare tomorrow, and we just should have some motivation to it. You know, they're a well-coached team. Coach Driscoll's a good friend of mine. They've got a veteran-laden group. They're big. They're skilled. Big-time challenge. They're going to be, you know, again, coming off, they took one tonight to Upstate at Upstate, and you know they're going to be very focused on trying to split a road trip. That's very important in this league. So it's going to be a battle. I think we're going to be ready, but we can't let the emotion. Tomorrow or Saturday is a new day, and we just got to learn from today and build through it. You know, the emotion can get us in their focus on film. Hey, remember this, and you can get their focus that way. But once they throw that ball up, it's now Coach Driscoll and North Florida and myself and the Owls, and we go. Again, I love my guys. I think they're continuing to do a great job working through, continuing to persevere, and I'm excited to have this challenge on Saturday.
Anything else, guys?
No, we're good.
Thanks, guys.